This episode is brought to you by the awesome folks who support me on Patreon. A big shout out to my multi-tier supporters Terence C, St. Peaches, Earl B, and Christina N. Moving on to the Tao tier, I want to express my gratitude to Bonkers and Carl Lucy. Last but not least, a massive thank you goes out to the incredible supporters of the Anito tier, Viren A, Jordan, Roman, Philip, Mona and Luna, Legion, Hannah, Diwatahan, and Rizzo. Your support truly makes this podcast possible. And if you, my dear listeners, if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod and choose the tier that fits your interest. Your support means the world to me and I can't wait to have you on board. Mabuhay and welcome to Spooky Saturday, a segment of the podcast where I tell paranormal stories submitted by our listeners or explore haunted places in the Philippines. I am your host, Ethan. Hi! I just want to say thank you for loving the Spooky Saturday episodes. It's being received so well and I am quite thankful for your support. I'm having trouble looking for the not-so-well-known haunted places here in the Philippines though, so here I am asking for your help. If you know any more haunted places in the Philippines, please let me know. I would love to research on that and possibly make an episode out of it. I hope you're having a good day today and thank you for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Now it's time for our next stop. Today we're heading to the picturesque Villa Epifania in Pampanga, where they say the ghosts of past proprietors still roam. So, let's not keep them waiting. Settle in, my dear listeners, and let's dive into the ghostly history of Villa Epifania. A family's home is a lovely place to dwell. It's where people share their joy, nurture their love, and add their unique touches to make it seem warm and welcome. It's a place where treasured memories are made, laughter resonates, and walls carry secrets and stories that connect generations together. Cradled inside the tranquil town of Santa Rita, Pampanga, stands the haunted Villa Epifania, a structure steeped in both grandeur and horror. Built between 1931 and 1932, this elegant mansion has a unique distinction. It was the region's first all-concrete house, making it an architectural marvel of its day. This historical home is located on Ocampo Street in San Jose, facing east, north of the town church and west of the municipal hall. It was formerly a mansion that molded the political and social life of the town, giving birth to notable personalities in business and politics. This mansion was named after Doña Epifania, a member of the wealthy and powerful Alvendia clan from Florida Blanca, Pampanga. The ancestral land was initially owned by Don Agapito Guanzon, also known as Captain Pitong, who was the Captain Municipal of Santa Rita that time, which is similar to today's municipal mayor. Captain Pitong's son, Don Olimpio Guanzon, a former Pampanga governor, inherited the estate in 1925, along with an earlier, older, or ancient home on the same plot. This old home was eventually demolished to make space for the construction of the modern villa. Don Felipe Guanzon later acquired ownership of the mansion. The villa's architectural design and construction were overseen by architect Mariano Pineda, a native of Santa Rita and a related family member of the Guanzon family. The website pampanga.gov.ph highlights the mansion's exquisite architecture, emphasizing its beauty and design. The villa, which I said was constructed between 1931 and 1932, is a magnificent architectural masterpiece. It is the only all-concrete building in Santa Rita which has an unusual design that sets it apart from the town's other historical sites. The majority of the home is painstakingly created from Giginto concrete in Bulacan, with select portions made from the best Philippine hardwoods. The furniture inside is in the magnificent King Louis style and was bought in 1931, including items produced by Bilibid jail prisoners. The home has a lovely azotea on the north side, providing breathtaking views of Santa Rita's western farmlands. Notable are the tinted glass doors and windows in enticing tones of green and orange, which are embellished with wrought iron bars and grills for extra beauty. As guests approach the villa, they are greeted by a stately portico with a granite staircase, while a great veranda sits above, supported by massive Baroque pillars. The house's asymmetrical yet harmonious architecture weaves a tapestry of architectural magnificence. On the second story, there are additional verandas, a charming rooftop, and cooking chimneys that contribute to the appeal of a unique house built in 1932 for roughly 90,000 pesos. While the house takes great pride in its aesthetic appeal, it is also shrouded in haunting history. During World War II, Villa Epifania played a pivotal role, serving as a headquarters for Japanese officers, USAFE guerrillas, and local officials. It is said that numerous individuals met their tragic end within these walls, enduring torture and death during its time as one of the Japanese headquarters in World War II. And these harrowing events have left behind lingering spirits. But that's not all. According to the caretakers of the house, they believe that the spirits of the owners, Doña Epifania and her husband, still wander the premises, making their presence known within the house. In 2014, Filipino journalist and former GMA Network television news reporter and presenter Jay Taruk visited the haunted mansion with the intent of uncovering the mysteries behind the haunting. As part of the Eyewitness Lockdown series, Jay Taruk and his team embarked on a daring three-night investigation within the confines of the haunted mansion. While diligently setting up their equipment, including CCTV cameras to capture any potential ghostly apparitions, they encountered unexpected challenges. It appeared as if an unseen force was actively obstructing their efforts, resulting in peculiar occurrences such as sudden moisture affecting the CCTV camera. You can watch the whole video on the GMA Public Affairs YouTube channel. The title of the video is Eyewitness Villa Epifania, a documentary by Jay Taruk. Now going back, in that episode, Jay Taruk had a chat with the caretakers of the haunted mansion and he managed to get some fascinating stories from them. For example, a caretaker recounts his unsettling experience about the sensation of an unseen presence placing hands upon his head while he sleeps. In a separate incident, the caretakers shared a spine-chilling encounter involving his brother and his friends. One evening, they decided to gather in the master's bedroom for drinks. During his brother's brief absence, two elderly figures suddenly materialized, asking the men what they were doing. These elderly figures was presumably the ghostly apparitions of the mansion's former owners. The bewildered men, assuming they were living guests, casually explained that they were merely indulging in a drink. To their astonishment, the elderly man nodded in acknowledgement, and the spectral couple departed with the same graceful demeanor. When the caretaker's brother returned, his friends inquired about the elderly visitors or the elderly couple. They even pointed to the photograph on the wall and asked, "Who are they?" The caretaker's brother responded, "That elderly couple? Oh, they're the owners of the mansion, but they're deceased." This revelation left the men in a state of deep shock. Having unknowingly encountered the spirits of the mansion's former proprietors is quite an unnerving experience. Slowly, the mansion deteriorated into a remnant of the past, silently bearing witness to history. But its beauty did not go unnoticed, grabbing the attention of location directors. It made its film debut in the Lino Broca film Tinimbang Ka Ngunit Kulang in 1976, and it subsequently served as the setting for the film Tanging Yaman in the 1990s. The villa is now vacant, save for the attentive care of a committed caretaker. The keys to the storied estate, however, remain in the hands of the family of the late Epifania. The same owner of the famed Lourdes Church and Grotto in San Jose del Monte City, Bulacan. It is a living witness to a bygone period, maintaining both its architectural and its historical significance. And that is it for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to today's story. If you have your own paranormal encounters that you would like to share or any haunted places you want me to tackle, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Or if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. And for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access, listen to Patreon-exclusive content, and more. Or you can always give me a tip on PayMaya, and info will be listed in the description. Thank you so much, my dear listeners, and to you, my dearest patrons, thank you so very much for being here and for making Tabi Tabi Podcast a part of your weekly routine. This has been Ethan. Thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. Join me next time when we explore more haunted places in the Philippines. Bye!